This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, what's on now? Is someone doing podcasts?
Oh, well, hopefully it's us doing some podcasting. We're very technological now, aren't we?
We are. We've got our own podcast, and you can subscribe, which is just fantastic.
Yes, how do we do that?
I'm not sure. I'm not very technological.
Any ideas, Brett?
Well, you know, you can just go onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and follow the links, and you can subscribe to one of our fabulous podcasts.
And if you did that, if you just pressed a couple of little magic buttons, you'd wake up some morning and there would be Catching Up.
Us talking
just
through
there
your
on
computer.
Your little device,
well, device.
In your ear, on the tram, on
in
the tube.
Downloading, uploading, you name it, we're
inputting.
There. Inputting.
Outputting.
Or Jamie, they could just listen to us Tuesday nights, 9 to 10.
Yes,
on Joy.
Good on you for being so organised.
Oh, how are you this evening, my petrel?
I'm fabulous, thanks for asking.
What are those kids on Catching Up doing tonight?
Fabulous!
Fabulous?
Fabulous!
What's fabulous about people being on the radio?
Oh, I've got no idea. The sound of their own voices, they think sounds fabulous. Personally, I don't really like it that
sick
much.
Sick offence, darling, sick offence.
But then we don't get much reception, do we, out here at Dalesford, so I guess we've got to listen to something, haven't we?
We're listening.
Might as well listen to the fabulous kids.
Let's do
only
it.
Good thing about Joy, if you ask me.
Yeah, load of rubbish.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to your weekly dose of hilarity with Jamie, Brett and Dolly. This is Catching Up. Good evening, folks.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome back, darling, after your little sickness last week. It's nice to see him again.
I know.
Isn't
welcome
it?
Back, Cotter. I love it.
Welcome back. I was only going to play that song for him, you know, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Little Welcome Back Cotter. Do you remember that one, darling?
I do.
Good on you, sweetheart. Cool.
Were you more of a horse shack?
Oh, probably.
A horse shack.
A horse shack.
You
oh
got
my
me
God.
On, darling? You haven't, have you?
I do. Of course I do. I'm trying to get Dolly's levels right because they're off the planet as usual.
So, after mouthing off at me for a few weeks ago, Jamie's on the panel tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's the panel queen.
So he's the panel
he's
queen
looking
tonight.
Good. He's looking in control.
Are you feeling fabulous? Because that's what the episode's about tonight.
It is. Funnily enough.
I am feeling fabuloso.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes,
fabuloso.
Brett, where's your little thing out of
pocket,
your little hanky?
The jacket. It's very warm in the Joy Studios. Yeah. For those who haven't been to Joy before, the studios get
it's
very
tepid,
warm.
Isn't it? It's our sauna.
I was trying to dress myself up tonight, and I had my little kerchief in my velvet jacket, and it's boiling in here, so I've had to take it off.
Yes, but you did look fabulous, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
To see you made a bit of an effort.
Very exciting. We've got a prize to give away tonight, and Brett's going to explain how you can win that.
Well, now we normally do Guess This Sound or Guess This TV theme, but we've decided tonight, what do you think is fabulous? Who do you think is fabulous? Do you think something particular is fabulous? If you do, and the best response that we get during the show, you can win. Anyone guess? No?
Of course. It's the fabulous Dottie and Lottie mug from Dalesford Promotions Victoria.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, I was away last week, as you probably know, because it probably was a fun show still, wasn't it, to listen to?
Yes,
and
it was.
I was listening. It was
tops. Good on you, darling, and your sick bed.
It was tops.
Yeah.
So, but you guys didn't give away a Dottie and Lottie mug last week.
Well, we were a little bit concerned where we would find the Dottie and Lottie mugs.
In the prize cupboard here at Joy.
So we're giving away another one tonight, aren't we?
We've got one to give away. Now, you know, of course, that there's no real monetary value to them other than that of the prestige and limited editionness of it all.
Souvenir
really.
Edition, darling. It soon will be in a few hundred years' time be worth a lot of money, darling.
absolutely. So to win one of these fabulous mugs, yes, what do you think is fabulous? So SMS us on 0427JOY949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. Who do you think is fabulous? What do you think is fabulous? Do you have something particular that you want to share with us?
Alicia Keys once said, "Not because I'm trying to be fabulous, but I love those big, crazy Jackie O shades."
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? That, hey, is, that is quite they heavy. Are fabulous, aren't they?
They are fabulous.
So stick around, kids, because lots of fabulous things coming up, yes, over indeed, the next hour. Fabulous people, fabulous stories, fabulous clips.
Fabulous
We've
hosts.
Got it all.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Oh, get rid of her. Get rid of her. Oh, she came from 1978, but she still sounds from 1978, doesn't she, Glory
Gaynor?
Oh, my Gaynor.
Goodness. You are catching up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie on Joy 94.9.
No, I will survive. Oh, we just survived that barely, that track.
Oh, my goodness.
Hideous,
how
it?
Many drag queens have done that whole time?
Death! Oh my God, haven't they, hey?
I thought of a nice
beating their own drum and their own with their eyelashes at the same time.
I thought of a great drag name this week.
Yes.
What was yours, Danny?
Claudia Ammonia.
Claudia, do you like it?
Yes. I thought it was nice.
Yeah, darling. What fabulous, you sniffing it at the time.
Probably. What fabulous things have you got coming up for us this evening, Dolly, in your lineup of fabulousness?
Oh, a little bit of Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders. Little
Dawny.
Clip for them. I've, yes, a
she shrunk that,
clip.
Dawny. She's lost all the weight.
Oh, look, I'm a little bit annoyed with all those hideous ads that she's doing at
oh,
the moment
yeah.
for that big, hideous department or
oh, can't,
supermarket.
Can't name,
not going to name.
Not naming things. No. Oh, I'm a bit disappointed. What
Why?
About you about that?
She needs the cash. Lenny's run out the door. She's got no one. She's
really
lost a big black man.
Can I say, she so doesn't need the cash.
She
Do you know how much money
cash.
Vicar of Dibley has made her?
Not much. She would have put most of it in the jar.
In the jar?
You know, in the collection plate, Brett.
The chocolate
shop. She hasn't
shop.
Been eating as much, so she hasn't needed
she's
as much
been,
money.
She's probably been saving
no,
thousands
I just think
on
she's
food.
A lot better than that, don't you reckon? Than doing those hideous ads.
Do you know what, though, Dolly? What? If a huge department store or supermarket came up to one of you guys, well, one of us, and said,
yes.
"Here's 100 G's.
Yes.
You'd do it.
You'd
do it for 10 grand.
Dolly, you'd have your clothes off with raw meat stapled to your body.
I'd do it for 10 bucks.
You'd do it for 10 bucks twice. And
oh,
you know it.
My God.
No, we're talking fabulous, aren't
yes.
we? And we've asked people to SMS us.
We've got. We've actually had a couple of responses
that's
already.
That's right. I was just going to throw it over to you,
okay.
Brett.
Oh,
he's delirious.
I'm
and he's so
bit,
excited, isn't that lovely?
No, we don't get excited here, do we?
You've
really?
Got a fabulous interview a little bit later
I
on,
do,
haven't you?
I do. I have a fantastic interview with the Dionysus Theatre.
How do you say that?
Dionysus Theatre.
Right. Down on my asses theatre. What is it called?
Can we not? Can we listen to the interview?
Stop it.
Anyway, and they are about to put on a play, Exit the King, and we've got a really interesting interview coming up. But we do have a couple of fabulous SMSs.
Yes.
And the first one, I actually want to read out the first one. Hi, guys. I'm loving your show.
Yes.
Loving the great music you play and listen to with a cold glass of wine.
Oh, lucky.
That sounds like a boy or a girl for maybe the three of us.
They sound pretty fabulous to me.
A cold glass of wine a little bit later.
We've got another one saying, Joan Crawford once said, I never leave the house looking anything but fabulous. People expect a movie star and that's what I give them. If you want the girl next door, go next door. And I don't know who sent that out, but they're fabulous.
That? They are fabulous. For saying that. Fabulous for knowing Joan Crawford too. We
absolutely.
Because we did Joan Crawford last week, didn't we?
We did.
Did you?
On our Legends.
Yes.
When you weren't here,
I was listening. I was listening.
We got another fabulous message.
Oh my God. And I would turn for Dawn French. Oh, yeah. Love her.
Oh, who's that? Put your little name so we can little shout outs to you.
And the final little message is my manager is fabulous because he lets me get off work early to go to Pilates. My perky ass thanks you.
Oh, he was thanking the manager.
That's fabulous. Everyone should be allowed perky ass time, shouldn't they? It's just normal.
Yeah, you little cloudy ammonia.
Cloudy ammonia. Hey,
that's
while
a
you're
very,
dusting.
Very clever.
So what are we doing now?
Well, what are we catching up with this week? Jamie, what have you been up to? Because we haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
Where have you been, darling? What have you been doing?
Look, in a work capacity that I don't want to go into too much detail
about,
I just happened to have a customer standing behind me at some point this week and I didn't know who they were and they said something and the voice rang out in my head and I went and had a look at the list of names.
Who?
The fabulous Miss Jane Turner was standing behind me.
Gay gasp.
I nearly fell over. Anyway, I waited an appropriate amount of time. Didn't want to seem like a sycophant sort of, you know, fan.
Yeah.
But I did get to say to her that I think it's fabulous, the movie. She's doing really great. And, you know, she's awesome and fabulous, of course, which is the theme of tonight's show.
Kath Donat.
I also got to say thank you very much for the Berylina Stumpy years. Oh. I don't know if you remember when she...
loved her.
Of course. And I also,
Stumpy, you know,
well, she played a gymnast, and she would throw herself off of things.
Oh, yes, and she was totally uncoordinated. Very uncoordinated. She was always representing Australia.
And the other thing I said was one of the best days of my life was sitting watching an episode of Prisoner 414, and around it was probably from around 1980, and said when you walked onto the show as Belinda Johns, the blind gun runner. And she let out a little squeal. I think she was impressed with my knowledge.
She was a bit excited. She think that stalker kind of feel, do you think?
Mild.
Do you feel that a little
mild,
bit?
Mild stalker. I think that's inevitable when you're a big fan.
I think that is
isn't
a little
it?
Bit.
She's, really.
She's think, yeah,
such
they
a talent.
Well, who else single-handedly changed the way we speak in a whole country?
It's nice.
Things
it's
can be nice.
They
can be, you know, look at me.
Look at my,
what
look
are you specifically saying? It's endless. It's endless. One woman changed the way a country speaks. That's
absolutely
fabulous.
That is fabulous.
That
good
is
on
fabulous.
You, Jane. We love Jane.
Anyway, we'll be back with more Catching Up very soon.
Join
great
on.
Shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit without the tits. Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. We are talking about being fabulous. Who is fabulous? And we want to hear from you so you can win a mystery prize. Well, not so much mystery. It's the Lottie and Dotty special edition fabulous mug. Please SMS us. What do you think or who do you think is fabulous? Email us on onair@joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 Joy 949.
Coco Chanel once said, a girl should be two things, classy and fabulous.
Oh
yes.
You are, Dolly.
Coco yes. Chanel also said that every time you leave the house, you need to take off one item of clothing.
You do, Brett.
Oh, no, but the thing is, you do, and you still don't have your pants on.
I've got no tan lines. Do you want to see?
Oh.
Oh, no, it's true. I do have tan lines.
Can
They're
we say
now?
We're not up talking about brown
we're
girls
talking,
in the ring anymore.
We're talking fabulous things, aren't
we? We are talking fabulous things.
Yes.
Jamie.
Yes.
You've got some fabulous things, haven't you?
I do. Do you remember I was telling you about that Good Christian Bitches show, the GCB?
Yes.
I wanted just to quickly play you a little bit of that made me laugh this week. I'll set it up very quickly. So Kristen Chenoweth is vying for the part of the Holy Spirit in the local church play, and she's fighting off for the part with Cricket, one of the other characters.
I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel, yo!
Shine, 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 shine!
Who do you reckon won the part on that?
Love that.
Miss Chenoweth?
Absolutely did.
She had to win.
What a voice.
She's just
great. Yeah.
She's just darling. Mm. I just love her. Mm. She's heaven.
Little pocket rocket. Isn't she? She's tiny.
Oh, yeah, it's tiny. Four foot nothing.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of my all-time fabulous things would be the lovely Chenille.
Chenille from where, Dan?
From, you know, from, was it the Fast Forward?
It was Fast Forward.
Magda Zabanksky,
of course.
Yes. Playing Chenille's House of Hair Removal and Deportment, yes. I believe, Brett.
Absolutely. Institute of Beauté and House of Hair Removal.
This week she's talking a little bit about acupuncture.
Oh, yes.
House of Hair Removal. And what fabulous beauty care product or service from the House of Chenille have you got for us today, Chenille?
Acupuncture, Janelle.
Acupuncture.
That's right, Janelle. As part of our ongoing expansion, we've moved into the area of dietary control through acupuncture. So you are a trained acupuncturist.
Yes, self-taught. And
self-taught acupuncturist. That's what you want to hear when you're going for a
you
beauty
do,
treatment.
Don't you? Well, I think most of them are.
Self-taught.
Yes. Do you reckon?
Sticking needles in, goodness.
Sticking the needles in, no. It's not something I enjoy doing.
Now, of course, she had an assistant called Ma Ling. Do you remember?
Ma Ling.
Mm.
Oh, I always thought it was Ma.
Well, for example, I stuck numerous pins into the soles of my assistant Ma Ling's feet. And, for example, she lost 40 kilograms in just 2 days.
soles of the feet control the taste centres.
No, they just stop Marlene from walking to the fridge.
Oh, heaven.
Oh, because the lovely Magda.
Remember so they also...
She is fabulous.
They also used to do a fabulous thing called, and it was the girls who did Kath and Kim, Rampant Stupidity.
Yeah, I loved that.
And they were all, it was like, I don't know, I just, I don't know.
It was like a Jackie Collins sort of soapy, yeah, it was fun.
Kiss me, you mad impetuous fool.
Now, one of the other things that I found this week that was truly absolutely fabulous, which I don't have a clip from because it was a bit dull, audially. Is that a word, Brett? Audially? Should be.
Maybe it is.
We'll make it into one.
Yeah, go for it.
It was an episode of Sale of the Century featuring the four big names from Prisoner. So it was Val Lehman, of course, B. Smith. Yes. There was Maggie Kirkpatrick, of course, the freak. There was Fiona Spence, of course, who was Vinegar Tits, your favourite Dolly.
Vinegar Tits, love.
And there was the Colette Mann.
Colette Mann.
Who was, of course, Dorian Anderson. Yeah. But they're playing on TV for half an hour, sitting, you know, arch rivals, enemies of the state, sitting next to each other playing Sale of the Century with Esme Watson in the prize shop. From, you know, a Wandon Valley country practice style, Esme Watson. And the beautiful Sheila Florence, who was? Lizzie Birdsworth was on the prize board.
It was a bit of more of a visual thing than an audio thing, wasn't it, darling?
Well, no, I had good audio.
I like
Brett
the way you
like
painted that picture, darling, with your little tongue. He painted the picture well, though,
he
didn't
did.
He
did. He had a special tongue there. It was funny.
Just remind you, Brett, that the last time I was here when you panelled, you switched my microphone on. Now, I just want you to know that in the spirit of goodness and light, I won't be doing that to you this evening.
Oh, I can feel the tension between you two.
Can I say... Yet, at yes. this stage
cut
of the program.
Cut it with a knife. The check, tension.
Checks will not be honoured.
Yes. Any more fabulous things, Jamie?
Oh, no, that'll do. We'll do some more. Well, we could do some more later.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We could do something. We're fabulous.
So we're going to do a little fabulous song, do you reckon?
I think we should do a little fabulous song,
yeah.
Doll.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
What have we got? I think we're...
Well, you know, Olivia Newton-John is fabulous, isn't she?
Absolutely. The last film she did wasn't so fabulous, no. But she is fabulous.
She's been fabulous over a lot of years.
We love ONJ.
Joy 94.9.
Mindless entertainment, funky music, and a tad silly, catching up Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
And I'm catching up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. And welcome back. Nice to have you all here. We're talking fabulous tonight, as Liza would say. It's fabulous. I think we're doing a fabulous job so far.
You are. My goodness. Do you know what I think is quite fabulous?
What?
The theatre.
Oh, yes, the
I've always enjoyed the theatre, whether it's musical or live theatre. And I got the wonderful opportunity to meet up with the cast of the Dionysus Theatre. And they're coming up with a play. Jamie, roll tape. Tonight I'm catching up with some of the cast from the play Exit the King, which will be playing at the McClelland College Performing Arts Centre in Coringle. In the studio, we've got director Emma Sproul, our leads Zoran Babic, Annabelle Tudor and Beck Benson. Welcome all.
Hello. Thank you.
So, guys, tell us about the play. Why was this play chosen?
The play was chosen secondarily to the company being formed. I directed a play last year for Beaumaris Theatre, and then acted in a play straight after that. And through both of those plays, I became very close to Zoran, who's here this evening, and another actor, Matthew Allen, and also became friends with Beck and Annabelle. And Zoran, Matthew and I worked very closely in the second play and wanted to work together again. Why don't I set up my own company? So in my search, I stumbled across Exit the King. Had never heard of it before, read it, and it just resonated. I don't know why. I couldn't even tell you why, but this play just went, this is fascinating and I love it. And I sort of mentally shelved it, stumbled across it and went, yes, I can easily get four other actors and that will be our first play.
Now, my understanding is that Geoffrey Rush did this play in New York about a year or two ago.
Yeah, 2009.
2009, yeah. So are you a little bit scared about, you're following in the steps of such an amazing Australian actor?
I'm 99% sure that we are the first company to do that version since he did it.
Yep.
Geoffrey Rush and Neil Armfield together retranslated the work.
Yep.
And that is now a published version of the script.
Yep.
When they've made a lot of the key points more accessible, they've made a lot of the comedy more tangible, and it certainly makes it, when you read it, it's certainly more alive on the page.
I was just going to say, at the end of the day, it's really only Zoran that has to worry about following in Geoffrey's footsteps.
No pressure whatsoever.
Now, Zoran, tell us about your role as the king.
Well, yeah, I'm playing King Berengar.
Yep.
But it's a good challenge. It's probably one of the harder roles
that I've sort of had to do to date.
Yeah.
So, but I'm up for the challenge, and it's a great cast and great direction. I'm really enjoying it. So,
yeah.
It's interesting. We've stayed away from examining it, but we have looked at the odd clips of Geoffrey Rush on YouTube doing it.
Oh, fantastic.
And we're doing things quite differently, actually.
The thing about the translation that we're doing as well is that they didn't build in a lot of stage directions. Mm-hmm. So we've had to find a lot of the comedy in the physicality of it. And obviously, again, not to draw too fine a point of it being Geoffrey's version, but this is a man that studied mime for years and years and years and years. So when you do watch those clips of him on YouTube, it can be quite daunting to think, well, there's just no way we'd...
Definitely.
Zoran is doing a fantastic job of finding his own style, physicality.
Because it is quite a funny play, yeah.
It's hilarious.
So why is it so funny?
A lot of the comedy initially stems from the fact we know before we even meet Berenger that he's going to die.
Yeah.
And he's going to die soon. And Berenger doesn't accept that. And he's like, no, I'll get around to it when I'm ready. And like, no, you're going to die. And then the fabulous line from his first wife, Marguerite, no, you're going to die in an hour and a half. You're going to die at the end of the play.
Who plays Marguerite?
Annabelle. The lovely Annabelle Tudor.
Annabelle, tell us about Marguerite.
Marguerite's probably, I mean, similar she's to Zoran in terms of it's probably the hardest role I've ever played, but Berenger's lucky he's got two wives.
True.
I play the, probably the less appealing of the two. She's probably one of the few characters in the play who's actually got some genuine interest invested in the king's well-being, so we have some fairly interesting interactions.
And Beck, do you play the role of the other queen or lover?
No, I am the help.
So you're the nurse, or
I'm the nurse. I'm the maid. Yep. I think I do a bit of the gardening, some of the cooking. Basically, Berenger's whole kingdom has crumbled, and there's not a lot left. There's not a lot of people left. Yep. I have quite an emotional connection to Berenger because I've been with him for his whole life, but I'm also very, very tired and kind of just want him to die so I can get on with life.
How lovely. Yeah. So, guys, look, at Catching Up, we do a theme every week, and this week it's fabulous. So I want to know from each and all of you, what or who do you think is fabulous?
Emma, you can't say you. The answer can't be you.
No, that's okay, because I know that one of you three will say that. For me, the person who's fabulous is Eugene Ionesco, who wrote the script originally. Yep. His work was written through dreams that he had, but he stated that Exit the King was consciously composed, and he's called it a traineeship for death, which sounds
horrible.
Like, please do come. But it was.
I'm sure it's a smashing play. Yes. Beck, tell us what you think's fabulous, or who do you think's fabulous at the moment?
Even though Emma just stomped all over it with her little lead into her beard.
I have to say Geoffrey, or as we like to call him backstage, G Rush. Mm-hmm. That's our little nickname that we've given him. He, beyond his translation and his portrayal of the role, he and his quote-unquote people have been really, really supportive of us doing this.
Yep.
I think he's fabulous for a whole host of reasons.
Yes.
We have the fresh sound you're looking for.
Join 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie, playing for laughs, playing for keeps. I'm catching up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, yeah, I was going to sleep there for that. No, not for anything in particular. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie.
Oh, it's
past my bedtime.
It is past your bedtime, darling. We are talking fabulous this week, though, aren't we, Dolly?
Yes.
And we want to hear from you. What do you think is fabulous? Give us, email us on air@joy.org.au or SMS us 0427JOY949. Tell us what you think is fabulous, who you think is fabulous. I've been talking about, I think the theatre's quite fabulous, and you heard just before the announcements before, that was the first part of the interview. We've got the second part of the interview of the Dionysus Theatre, and they're about to do a play called Exit the King, which Geoffrey Rush did 2 years ago. Here's the second part of the interview.
I met Geoffrey Rush, Brett, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Nice
Everyone guy. Says that about
And he's
Geoffrey.
Always, he's all around town. Like, everyone sees him. He's really
when
nice.
When I lived in Hawthorne East, we would shop in Camberwell, and he's a resident of Camberwell, so we'd see him
Big
down on Bourke Street.
Area, isn't he?
He's a very much a pro-Camberwellian. If you could say that.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, but no, the second part of the interview is around the theatre and what are the challenges of the theatre in 2012.
point of view, I think the cast and Emma, mm-hmm. I will say, there you go. I think I think it's a fabulous cast that I'm working with, and a really good bunch of people, very supportive. We have a lot of fun during rehearsal time, and it's good to know that if any of us have an issue or if we need clarification of something, that we can all go up to anyone and sort of say, hey, can you give us a hand with this or what have you? It's really good.
Because my understanding is you've been working together on a couple of different plays you've known each other for quite a long time. So there must be a real camaraderie.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Annabelle, I want to hear from you. What do you think is fabulous?
Dionysus Theatre is fabulous.
Yay!
I love that we're such a family. I think independent and amateur and community theatre is absolutely fabulous just because, you know, someone who enjoys acting but perhaps isn't thinking to pursue it as a career, or the sort of just feeling of family and feeling of belonging to something amazing as you get sort of through doing theatre is just, I think theatre is fabulous.
Well, that's fantastic. There doesn't seem to be enough theatre shows. No. I know that I'm a big fan of musical theatre.
Oh, so much.
And I know that it killed me because, musical theatre went almost nowhere for quite some time, especially in relation to film. Mm. And then it's all had this amazing revival. I'd love to see theatre go through the same thing because there seems to be the same group of people who go, but how do you get the other people to come in?
There's amazing levels of talent in this country that people are missing out on. And I suppose your comment about trying to get people who don't usually go is something that Emma's really tried to tap into. This play in particular, and I think her vision for the theatre going forward, is about doing things that are different, doing things that not everybody else is doing, and trying to encourage audiences that maybe turn a blind eye to this kind of thing, excited about theatre again and involved, not just as an audience member, but she's really looking at, bringing younger people in and giving them an opportunity to direct where they may not have that sort of opportunity elsewhere, and new plays and new submissions that haven't been done before. So she's really trying to hone in on that expansion of the audience.
Tell us something a little bit funny. Have you got a little bit of an anecdote or something that's funny that's happened during rehearsals?
Most of them probably can't be said.
Oh, come on. Let's just give it a go.
Well, I sustained an injury during one performance. Oh, that wasn't really very funny.
No. What happened?
She nearly broke her foot.
Not even through anything to do with the play, really. We had to move some equipment out of our rehearsal space, and I had just taken off my rather sturdy boots and put on a little pair of flats to show Emma that I was thinking of wearing as part of my costume, and dropped the base for a lighting stand or a stack of them on my foot.
Oh my god.
And was limping for like 2 weeks. It's healing now.
Emma, this is what your company has to go through. You should feel guilty.
I had to fill out an incident report. it was terrifying.
Most of our best anecdotes are on the rehearsal room, and most of them involve Zorin, and I mentioned Amelia Hunter, the younger queen, and she's Berenger's favourite because she's the younger queen and the devoted queen, and I'm here to pleasure you, queen. So we've really played up sort of the sexual
references.
I'm here
to pleasure you, queen. You are a bunch of old thespians, aren't you?
That's goodness. What's going to get the crowds in, Brett.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
How do you guys find with because, film is different and radio is different as well, because we can just edit stuff out. But theatre, you try to do it the same every night, but it doesn't go the same.
That's what makes it so exciting.
It keeps you on your toes,
for me.
I think.
Yeah.
But it's also worth noting that even if you did it the exact same way every night, it still won't be the same show because the audience changes. They're feeding back to you. It can't help but affect the performers, and that's a really fascinating dynamic to watch. Or on the other side of experience as well.
Beck, I know that you're dying to say something.
I'm always dying to say something. Emma's done a really wonderful job of directing, if I do say so myself, an exceptionally talented cast at really doing something that's different. Yep. So I really think everyone should get out and go and see it if they get a chance.
And would you say this play is the inspiration to get people into
Absolutely.
The theatre?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're facing the challenges to get people to theatre, but I really believe if you come to this theatre, you are going to see something that perhaps you weren't expecting to see. You are going to see something that's new and different. I feel very confident that you'll love it, and it'll make you want to come back. And hopefully you'll come back and continue to support Dionysus Theatre, but also please continue to support all the other theatre that's around you. Just because you don't know the play or I don't know the name of the play doesn't mean this isn't something that's going to affect you and engage you.
Thanks again to the cast of The Exit of the King. It's playing at the McClellan College of Performing Arts in Coringle. It starts on the 5th of October through the 13th of October. There are only 4 shows. Please go to trybooking.com/BRIB. Thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. For having us.
You're listening to Catching Up with Brett, Jamie and Dolly, and that was the fabulous cast of the Dionysus Theatre, and they're about to put on a show, Exit the King. It'll be from the 5th of October to the 13th of October. What did you think of that, Doll?
Yes. Terrific, darling. Well done. Well done, sweetheart. Nice to have some theatre people here on Catching Up, isn't it, darling?
It is always good to have
telling us
people
what it's like, what it's all about, and, you know, how to tread the boards.
Absolutely. We like a thespian on a gay radio
just a
station,
thespian,
don't
that's
we?
That's all. That's it.
We've got a lesbian. We needed a thespian, didn't
absolutely
we, quite frankly?
Listen to Joy when you want, where you want, with the Joy app. Download it for free at joy.org.au. Joy.org.au.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll and Jamie being retro and silly on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Keep us on air. Become a member today. Call 1300-JOY-949.
Good evening. This is Joy 94.9, your regular weekly dose of stupidity here at Catching Up.
Absolutely.
With Brett, Dolly and Jamie. And look, we just like to have a good time, really. We're good time girls, aren't we, Dollstar?
Stupid, you reckon, do you?
Stupid.
I think we're a couple of good old time girls.
That one in the head.
Now, Dolly's got something fabulous for us, because that's what we're talking about tonight.
I'm stupid. I'm still stuck on that, aren't I?
What are you stuck on?
Absolutely.
Yes, fabulous. I thought I might do a little quiz with you boys.
Oh, yes. We love
a quiz. Like a quiz.
Oh, yes.
Because fabulous can mean different things to different people, can't it?
It can.
So absolutely.
Fabulous or hideous, yes, is how I want you to answer when I throw up something in the air. You ready?
Yes.
A ticket to the AFL Grand Final.
Hideous.
No, well, see, some people would think that's very fabulous. I'm personally saying hideous. But
good. Two hideouses. Well done. Pauline Hanson.
Oh, hideous.
Please explain.
What? Yeah,
hideous. What do you mean? You have to think
she's
about that.
She's fabulous.
She's you're a Queenslander.
She's fabulous. She's from Ippy, mate. All right.
From Ippy.
Ippy, mate. Tony Abbott.
Oh, are you? This is the
fabulous
easiest.
Fabulous or hideous, I hideous said. Thank you. And a quick answer is a good answer. Jane Turner.
Fabulous.
Gorgonzola.
Fabulous.
Oh, no. You're talking about the cheese?
Yeah.
No.
No. See, melted? Fabulous.
No.
Yes.
It's got an aftertaste. No.
See,
no. Brett, don't want
Brett had a little different version of it the
I
other day.
I bet you like that
you,
blue cheese as well, Brett.
I love a bit of blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese. Oh.
Blue cheese.
Not bad. Nah. Not a cracker. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
Barley. Brett.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Fabulously tacky. Eurovision.
Fabulous.
Jamie, you're with us, honey?
Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, I'm a bit quicker off the,
Eurovision.
Thanks very much. Salmon nibbly bit.
Nah.
Fabulous.
I mean salmon.
Salmon nibbly bit, darling. Sweetie.
Like little bits of salmon.
Salmon nibbly bit,
nah,
darling.
Foul.
Fabulous.
Thank you. You'd like this one then, Jamie.
Let's go.
Flame grilled beef meatballs.
Oh, yeah, that sounds... No, I'm a bit hungry, actually. I'm a bit starving
Shut
this
up.
Evening.
CWA vanilla slice with passion fruit icing recipe.
Fabulous, hands down, fabulous.
Yeah, 10 points for that.
A vol-au-vent.
Fabulous. Oh, hang on. What's in the vol-au-vent? Like a chicken and mushroom.
It's a bit of asparagus.
Chicken and mushroom.
No, because it was all like, that was your
hors d'oeuvre. Mashed up
together.
Hors d'oeuvres have come a very long way since those things.
Yes, in true, they have.
Yes, they have.
Salmon nibbly bits. Pie warmers.
No, they're handy on the football match.
Well, the girls
the
need them,
match.
Don't they, on the footy matches?
See, I wouldn't call that fabulous or hideous. I just think it would be practical.
It is very practical.
Leg warmers.
Oh, I wouldn't wear them.
Fabulous or hideous?
Do you know what? If you were reenacting Fame, fabulous.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
I'm sure there's a lot of dancers out there that would
though,
be dead if it
when
wasn't
you're
for
dancing in them.
Leg warmers. There'd be a lot of dead dancers,
frozen legs,
little stick legs.
A frilled leopard stretch knit.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That sounds nice.
Different. Yeah. Fabulous.
It's unusual,
yeah, happy
that
with
one.
That. Blue with frangipani quilt set.
Oh, that sounds nice.
They're all those rental houses,
you've got
aren't
me
they?
Now.
Oh, my God.
I love a flower print.
It might be the Lottie in you. Might be the Lottie in you that's talking.
Oh, we can't all be interior designers like Brett, can we?
Wow.
Anyway, moving on. What's the next
shopping
question?
Centres.
Oh, hideous.
Hideous.
Hate
mm-hmm.
them.
Hot pink daisy dot wallpaper.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, nice.
It's bright and colourful.
Brett,
he's not
he's
saying
on the
anything
edge, isn't he? He's on the edge.
He's about to explode.
I'm on the edge.
Couple more. Snow Light, Snow Bright, triple-tiered wedding cake.
Oh, no, that's nice.
You like that?
Yes,
would
yes.
you have
fabulous.
A three-tiered wedding
fabulous,
cake,
I've got to say. Fabulous or hideous?
Maybe. At your commitment ceremony in Bali or somewhere?
Commitment ceremony.
Commitment ceremony.
You would,
that's
wouldn't you?
Hideous.
You would
fabulous would be gay weddings. hideous would be.
I don't know. Not all of them, darling.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, darling. That's true. Bingo at the Rudy Hill RSL.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like a top
note. That sounds really camp, and I think we'd all want to do it.
Yeah,
I'll go anywhere with Rudy in it. At least once.
What about a love ring set?
Yep.
L ring.
Sorry, a love ring.
Yeah, there's five. What is there? Four letters.
Doesn't Jamie? Don't you have
L
a love
ring
set?
And O ring,
like
V ring.
Oh no, that doesn't spell love though, does it, darling?
I'm not touching this one at all.
Listen, we're going to go to Real Fabulous now. We're going to go to Dawn French, French and Saunders. Yes. Thanks for that little quiz, boys. Well done.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Joy 94.9.
Funksters Brett, Dolly and Jamie are being silly, being retro on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Chantez, who speaks sweetie, you're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett, Jamie and Dolly. Welcome back. And that was the fabulous, absolutely fabulous bit of a remix with the Pet Shop Boys and, of course, Jennifer Saunders and Dawn French, fabulously quoted. I know what you're going to say. Relax. If I had been around when Rubens was painting, I would have been revered as a fabulous model. Kate Moss, well, she would have been the paintbrush.
Oh,
Dawn
see,
French.
I think Kate, I could think, still love Kate Moss. She's still fabulous
now,
to me.
Now, could you guys, all out there, that you know, all three of you that are listening at the moment, could you let us know what is fabulous?
One of those people is my Shih Tzu because I left the radio on. Guaranteed listener.
Yes.
Sorry, Dolly.
How
after you, Dolly.
Maggie, your mum?
I know.
Is she listening? We haven't heard from her.
Well, she's joined up tonight, hasn't she?
Well, she can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au to tell us what's fabulous, please.
Because
it's worth
a mug. We've had some great messages, but people keep on forgetting
their name is important,
which is really important. But also another important fabulous person that we've just got in the studio now is Mitch from Sci-Fi and Screen. How are you doing, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you guys? How's the show going?
Good. Fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
What is coming up on Sci-Fi and Screen tonight, Matt?
Tonight we're talking, last week, just for a couple of hours, we were aired in America on a sci-fi show called The Black Tribbles.
Oh.
And Tribbles are these little, like, furry things from Star Trek. And this is, like, the only Black American sci-fi show, I think, in the area. And so it was hilarious. It was really funny. And they had so many people in the studio talking over each other. And so we've got snippets of that. And I also review a movie called Hotel Transylvania. A new Sony Pictures movie.
You've got a lovely sci-fi and Scream space influenced T-shirt on tonight, Mitch. It's sparkly, isn't it?
Yeah, can't wait to dim the lights and see you go.
It probably glows in the dark, doesn't it?
My nails do, but not my shirt.
Reminds me of those little sniff and smell T-shirts. Did you ever used to wear one of those?
Yes.
A bit before your time.
Hypercolour.
Hypercolour.
You had like a pineapple and you'd scratch it, right?
You'd end up with your sweaty boob shape.
A sweaty boob shape.
In your T-shirt.
Well, maybe yours, but not mine, darling.
Oh, my God.
You had a pineapple on your T-shirt and you'd scratch it and it would smell like a pineapple.
I think that was
in
Queensland. That was Queensland only.
That was Queensland. No. WA wasn't so sophisticated as Queensland.
Before fabric softener.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Mitch, thanks so much for joining us. We've got two other messages.
Oh, lovely.
Great show, guys. Can you keep it going without using the F word? F being for fabulous.
Nah.
Love Jimbo.
Love you, Jimbo.
We can't.
No.
We've got a lovely suggestion, though, tonight.
That,
can Joy do Big Brother and can you guys be the hosts?
Oh, we'd be fabulous, wouldn't we?
I'm not getting locked in a house with you two.
No, I don't want to be locked in a house.
He wants us to be the host. He wants us to be the host.
Yeah.
I'd be locked in the house. I'd be pretty crazy.
Crazy.
Would you be
out there, wacky.
Would you be the crazy gay?
No. I wouldn't be too flamboyant, I think, because I'm a little bit violent.
Don't wear that shirt, darling.
Violence kicks in.
I'd always be worried about the Tuesday night, get your bits out in the shower, you know, adults only, Big Brother. That'd be the scary part, wouldn't it?
Because the older you get...
They used to have like an uncut version of One Night a Week where there was shower scenes.
Yeah, but can I say, the older you get, and especially for men, you become a little bit more hirsute. And so there's a lot of grooming and maintenance. And I don't want to share that. I don't like sharing that with my partner, let alone sharing that with Australia.
It's
that's
not fabulous
not
at all,
on.
They'd edit out your farting, Brett, I'm pretty sure.
You would in the studio, darling. It's a combined space.
Don't you dare.
Combined space.
Hey, look, I think we've actually got a winner.
Oh,
and it's the last one, and it's
Manoli.
Well,
we have to hang off. We can't say yet.
Oh, sorry.
We'll come back.
Okay.
We'll come back after these messages and let you know who the winner is.
All right.
He's hard, isn't he? He's hard. Runs a tight ship, this one, doesn't it?
Joy 94.9.
We have the fresh sound you're looking for.
Joy 94.9.
The Catching Up Kids, Brett, Dol and Jamie are having a giggle Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9. This is Catching Up with Joy 94.9, your regular dose of stupidity on a Tuesday night with Brett, Jamie and Dolly. Now, very exciting news. The prize has gone off, Brett.
Yes, it has. And it is the new member of the night, Maggie. Dolly, Jamie and Brett, you're all fat.
Oh, she wins it.
Thanks,
she's
Maggie.
Got a mug.
I know. Yeah, and, hands down,
and in all fairness to Maggie, Maggie actually guessed it right because last week's was Ellen. It was Ellen.
Oh, we did the Ellen and, TV thing, didn't we, Dolly?
We didn't have anything to give away.
She guessed it, didn't she?
She's
doubly due for this mug. And look, after that first show when we gave away the mug of Dottie and Lottie, I did have the horrible realisation when I got home that night that I had not only manufactured a mug with me dressed in drag, but I'd actually given it away. So, look, it's when, you know, you get your up-and-comances eventually, don't you?
You do. My darling, I think this has been a fabulous catching up this evening.
Yeah, we've caught up, though, haven't we?
What are we going to do? What are we going to do next week?
One word. Diva.
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 Diva. Any ideas?
Mm. I think we need a bit of an evil diva. Mm. Maybe a bit of Cher.
Cher, an evil diva.
Cher is an evil frickin' diva. She said it in her show. She said, "I'm an evil frickin' diva."
Well, you better specialise in Cher.
I might do some Cher.
And I'd like to see you dress up as a sailor for that.
I'd like to see you not.
I look good in those little uniforms, Brett.
Dolly, have you got any ideas for next week, darling?
No, I'm thinking songs. Whitney Houston. Of course, bit of Whitney, ooh, bit of Aretha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
The divas. Yeah.
We can't. We probably can't do Shirley again because we've done it 2 weeks through.
We've got to give Shirley
a
break.
She's getting a break.
Yeah.
All right.
She needs a break.
No, we've got another fabulous song coming up, haven't we?
Oh, no, let's keep talking.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to see you for a week.
It's a fabulous song, though.
Do you know what I was thinking this week? You know the street shops. You just go out and get stuff off the side of the street. It's like a cheap way of shopping if you've got a shopping addiction. I found a
hard rubbish.
I found a Flymo lawnmower. Sitting out, just had a bit of string stuck in the wheel, fixed it up, made the lawns for free.
Good on you, darling.
Tops.
I like that. Recycling,
cheap.
Well done.
I'm not
everyone
cheap.
Should be
you're
doing
cheap.
It.
It's repurposing, Brett.
Jimbo, this is your boyfriend. He's cheap.
He already knows that.
So we've got a song to play us out, haven't we, tonight?
Yes, hopefully we have. It's Man in the Mirror. It's a Head Candy remix, and it's by the beautiful Michael Jackson, who's fabulous.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Thanks for your company, guys. Joy 94.9.
Bye.
You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.